So we're going to cede our second slot of the night to a returning Nerdalogs member, Steve Persh.
Yeah!
So Steve drove down from Milwaukee because he wanted to share something extra special with you that does fit the theme of fan fiction.
Joining me on the stage, Katie Johnson Smith, Mary Beth Smith, Claire Friedman. So, like a lot of people here I know, I've been addicted to the Hamilton musical. Isn't it? So, listening to the Hamilton musical, I loved it. I had to read the book. I read the book. And there's this amazing story about Benedict Arnold and his wife. So Benedict Arnold, the guy who portrays the Revolution, gets caught. His wife meets Alexander Hamilton and George Washington. And the reason we know these details is from a letter from Hamilton to his wife, Eliza, and from the writings of Theodosia, Aaron Burr's future wife. So we're going to see a song portraying that. We're going to have two Margaret Arnolds, Mary Beth and Katie. And as Benedict and Hamilton, we've got Claire. All right. Here we go.
You all know my husband, Mr. Benedict Arnold. His treason's been sung and carved into marble.
He tried to switch sides and ditch the colonies, but he acted alone. But I say, bitch, please.
Behind an ungrateful man is his greater wife. I came up with a plan, Margaret sharp as a knife.
And when I escaped, it was time to confer with my good old friend, future Mrs. Aaron Burr.
Theodosia, I told ya, Benedict needed prodding. It was obvious to me the revolution is rotting.
Benedict, my husband, this fortress is a joke. Redcoats could knock it out in one bold stroke.
Like ducks on the Hudson, what was likely to happen?
Only miles away from British-ruled Manhattan.
I told ya, I'm no Desdemona, but if he needs another hint, I'll put on that persona.
I'm 19, you're 20 years older. Let's heat things up and really start to smolder.
I've got an old fling, British Major Andre.
I still write to him, no big deal. Well, anyway, it could lead an attack on West Point's defenses.
And my soldiers just happened to abandon their trenches?
Oh, what a good idea, my husband is the smartest.
He figured out my play, but struggles with what his part is.
But if the plan fails, I'm a traitor. Where'll I go?
Then I'll weep like a willow.
I'll appeal like Iago.
Benedict, Benedict.
Where is thy honor?
Benedict, boo.
Here's a plan for you to ponder.
Benedict, baby.
You wanna keep my attraction?
Benedict.
I demand satisfaction.
Men are so dumb.
They'll pull the strings like a puppet.
Men are so dumb.
When all they wanna do is tough it.
Men are so dumb.
Was found out, I feigned hysterical, innocent beyond a doubt.
Hello, Mrs. Arnold, may I have a word?
Hamilton, no, I don't believe what I've heard. Benedict betrayed us? I'm melting into tears.
The scene is most affecting, this woman sincere. Margaret, get dressed, and we can talk more.
He didn't know who I was, Madonna or a whore, clutching my child wearing a sheer silk gown.
It's all over now, to the river I'll drown.
What did you know of your husband's perfidy?
Theodosia, I told ya, I had deniability.
My baby's gonna die just like a Styanex.
Damn you, Arnold, she's clueless of the facts.
As if, Theodosia, I just covered my tracks.
Soldier like you must have courage in stacks. Such eloquence, you speak like a modern Talthybius.
Perhaps you're jealous of the middle Schuyler, sis?
Well, I'm not angelic, cause I'm witty and insidious. He almost had me caught, but I fly out the chrysalis.
Men are so dumb.
With their stupid revolution.
Men are so dumb.
I'll slip past prosecution.
Men are so dumb.
And I got away clean. Represent the monarchy when I say yes, queen.
They dumb.
Steve, Katie, Mary Beth, Claire. I didn't realize there was a book. I thought Lin-Manuel made all that stuff up.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's rough. All right, for real though, I was listening to... I'm sorry, this is like a stand-up bit, but I was honestly thinking about this on the ride over here. No wonder fucking there's like crazy ass revolutionaries today who think they can oppose the government just because they're out drinking with their buddies. Like in Hamilton, it's four dudes at a bar who are like, yeah, we're gonna overthrow Britain. So like no fucking wonder that some fucking assholes in Oregon are like, yeah, we're gonna hole up on this ranch and make a real change. Like, yeah, dudes, history. It's history. I also feel bad because those assholes are never gonna get a musical and that sucks. But you know, it's the way it goes, man. If you're not the first, you're not earning it. Anyway.